gonna be good, right? Yeah.
Call 911.
Yeah. What the hell?
Hey everybody, welcome to the basement. It's Retro Replay. I'm Nolan North alongside.
Hi everybody.
Johnny DiMaggio.
It's John DiMaggio. What's going on?
In person.
In person. I've come to sit down in this seat and do some things from it.
Hey, you know what? After last week, when we talked about commitment and consent, we really thought if there was a chance to get you actually in here in person, just to mess around for a couple episodes.
Sure, that's okay. I'm here, so you know, I took the drive down. We're gonna play some games and talk some stuff, and it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have some fun.
Are we?
I'm hoping.
It sounds like a demand.
It is.
Why did you drive? There's a flight that stops through Canoga Park that you're gonna take.
Because I could, in one of those little puddle jumpers. Except you're not really jumping puddles.
Could have had Welker fly you down.
How's that sound? Yeah, Welker could have done it.
Okay. Drew,
yes,
so.
Sir.
Yeah, this is your captain speaking.
Yeah. Is it Frank Welker flying the plane?
Yeah. Imagine if he did that.
That'd be awesome.
I would love that.
Hey, so if you look on your left side, you'll see Universal Studios.
Yeah, totally.
That'd be amazing. I'd pay extra for that.
Better than doing his
Everybody in coach gets a Scooby snack.
Then everybody's high. It doesn't care if you crash. Man, that ground's coming up quick, brother.
Yeah. Real fast.
Okay, Drew, it is, by the way, April Fool's Day.
April Fool's
Happy
Day.
Happy April Fool's Day. And here's the joke. Okay. It's time for Topics and Tangents. You ready to do some Topics and Tangents?
Topics and Tangents? You bet.
Send in the clowns. Why would you do this freaking story for me? You know I hate clowns. They should be a rat. Oh, yeah, not cool.
Really not cool?
Not cool. So Warner Brothers, the bastards they are, currently developing a film based on the origin of clowns, kind of like Cruella, not an origin story we need.
What the? Story will focus on clowns and slapstick throughout the years, boasts a cast of incredibly talented Meryl Streep, Christopher Walken,
wow. And
Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah!
That's.
I'm wearing a mask.
Who? Wow. Why did they sign up for that shit?
Because I always wanted to be a clown.
Yeah.
I want to be a sad clown.
Oh wow. Currently, not much has been released about the film other than it should center around the origins of the clown archetype, and we'll finish with the introduction of clown mascots into schools inspired by true events. This is frightening. I'm not even as scared of clowns as you are, because, consent. Listen, this is just, who?
But here's the thing.
There's a lot of clown phobia out there. Why would you decide to just, that doesn't make any sense.
Dude, clown mascots slowly being introduced into schools across Europe and North America. This is a cancer. To get this quote, to help aid with humor development and provide comedic relief to children. I got to ask you a question. You're a funny guy. You've been a comic, right?
Yeah.
You've done that stuff. Have you ever gone to a circus going, these f***ing clowns are hysterical?
Yeah, no. I'm good. And I actually know people that are professional clowns.
Okay, talk to me.
And I know one guy I went to high school with. He actually went to the Barnum and Bailey College.
And how many people has he murdered?
I don't know. I have another friend who went to Performing Arts High School in New York, guy I did children's theater with when I was young, and he's in Japan now and performs all the time, makes his living as a clown.
Okay, and how many Japanese people has he murdered?
Oh, God. None. But this is just, I don't know. I just don't. How many?
I don't get it.
But then again,
I have something to say.
What do you have to say?
What do you have, Drew?
April Fools. This is
April Fools. You son of a bitch!
Is this really an April?
Really Fool's? Seriously?
Totally an April Fool. We made this up. Yeah.
You made this shit up?
Yeah. Wow. We just bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Dude, I really did.
Drew, you're an asshole. You're an asshole.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
And I just, and this is my first day on the fucking job. You, wow. That just is really.
You know what? I knew he was an asshole before this, but now he's kind of a clever asshole.
That's a clever, that's a hoodwink.
That is a
hoodwinking.
That is
a hoodwinking.
That is like a little cap and gown on your butthole.
All right, you graduated from butthole clown school.
Wow.
I don't know. I just made that up. But that's
do I get a plaque?
That's quite a degree.
Yeah.
That's quite a degree.
Put that on my LinkedIn.
That'll go great on your LinkedIn. You'll be.
Do you know what the funny thing is? I could see the only way that this could get funded if they got like a cast like Meryl Streep.
No, exactly.
Walken, Al Pacino. It's like, I want to see Christopher Walken going, I'm a happy clown, but inside, I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to stab little girls. What is wrong?
you really have a problem with clowns, man. No. I don't have that big a problem with clowns. Sometimes they bring joy.
No.
And no, not for you.
No, they don't. I've told this story before. When I was on my first job, the soap opera, we had a thing where they did, you know, it's set in the hospital. And there was like this, the hospital circus for the children's ward.
Right.
And they actually brought in real clowns. And some of the other cast had to dress as clowns. I said, I'm not dressing as a clown. And like, well, no, your character's gone. They said, you can change it or you can fire me because I'm not dressing as a clown. And they were thought, oh, whatever. And I said, no, I'll be. And so they worked something out where I didn't have to do anything. I my character was kind of a prick anyway, so he wasn't really into it.
Hey, where have you been?
The patient, Jake. Remember them? The real reason we're at this hospital?
They brought real clowns on and like, I mean, I swear there was one, like, I'm trying to go over the lines, and I just would look up, and there's one in the back just staring at me, and then I go, what is that guy there? And I look back, and he's gone. I'm like, all right, wait a minute. I started, like,
sweating,
heat, and I couldn't really kind of concentrate, because everyone's walking around with clowns, and I'm like,
Seriously, did you have a traumatic experience when you were young with clowns?
I don't know.
Or is it just, like,
my uncle
clowns
was an alcoholic,
is bad guys in movies that turned you off to
my
it,
uncle or? Was an alcoholic and he had one of those red noses,
okay.
You know, like the New England red nose, get me another Knickerbocker.
Yeah.
You know, the tall boys.
Sure,
like,
absolutely.
There's 27 by you. Those are empty. Happy fucking Easter. It's Christmas.
Who wants a ham? I got ham here.
Yeah, your auntie made them Delmonico potatoes.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It's good because of the Velveeta.
They were delicious, by the way.
Velveeta, you can't knock Velveeta because they make the best grilled cheese sandwiches.
So
back to the clown thing.
I was going to talk about Delmonico potatoes.
Oh, Delmonico potatoes. What's that?
She used to cut the potatoes up in like perfect cubes, Velveeta and little breadcrumbs.
That's nice.
It's just,
who did that?
That was my Auntie Faye. I love her dearly. She was a sweetheart. Faye. All right, Drew, very good one. You
pulled
got me.
Pulled right over our heads.
Yes, he did. This one I think I heard about.
No, so I think I heard about this one too.
Take it away.
Plastic surgeon shows up for Zoom court appearance while operating on a patient. That's crazy. All right, Dr. Green, this guy named Dr. Green, appeared in a Zoom call for a court hearing while in the middle of operating on a patient.
Yeah.
The courtroom clerk asked Dr. Green, are you available for trial? It looks like you're in an operating room. Judge confirmed he was in the middle of the surgery, but urged the court to proceed.
So I can stand here and allow them to do the surgery also.
I don't think so. I don't think that's appropriate.
I want to know what he was doing. What surgery?
Well, that's another thing. If it was brain surgery, I'd be like, hey, you know, you need to ease up. Those are some fine little things you're working in. But I mean, if he's like doing a knee,
knees. He's probably doing some boobs. He's probably doing boobs or, you know.
It's a plastic surgeon.
I'd be like the judge. I'd be like, what are you working on? Huh? I'd be that creepy judge going, what do you got going?
That's, yeah.
Huh?
You would be.
Penile.
You would be the creepy judge.
Penile enlargement. Labiaplasty. Let's take a look. Pan down. Yeah, let me see a little. So hold on. I got robes
that's
on.
Gotta be.
Nothing under these robes. What do we got? Silicone or saline? What are we doing, Doc?
Doc. So it is.
Doc, don't move the camera. Oh, court is adjourned. You're free to go.
That's not a gavel.
Case dismissed.
That's not a gavel.
Honor.
Back it up.
Sit down.
So clearly,
we got to find out if this guy was, if he was being charged with something, or if he was.
Yeah.
if he was like, you know, like, oh, we have an expert, expert opinion here from an expert guy.
Because if it's an expert opinion, it's kind of like you put the guy in the setting, like, clearly this guy not only can do his job, but he can do two.
Yeah, things. Yeah, no, he's multitasking.
Yeah, he's multitasking.
Which is usually, women are better at multitasking than men are.
That's true.
Well, that's true.
I said it, and it's true. It's true. Men are just like, I'm doing one thing, concentrate. And one thing, don't tell me about the thing over there. I gotta do this thing. That's the thing over there. Once I'm done with this, then I do that.
That's a perfect impression of me in my house.
That's it. That's I'm the same way. Man. Idiots.
Dopes. You know what I think? You know what my worst part of this whole thing? This guy's a dick anyway, though, the doc. Because seriously. Have some respect for the judicial system.
Well, there's pricks all around in this whole thing. I mean, the judge.
Pricks all around.
The judge, the doctor.
Everybody's
there's
a
cop
prick.
In the picture. Yeah, yeah. He looks like a prick. They're pricks. All three of them, pricks. Nobody's going to get anything done. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it.
Court adjourned.
Hockey ass motherfuckers. Three of them. Mm-hmm. Ain't getting shit done.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. It is April Fool's Day. So Drew compiled some April facts.
No one quite knows the origin of April Fool's Day, or All Fool's Day. Although some historians seem to believe it could have originated in France.
Well, why? Nothing funny comes out of France, ever.
Well, you know.
Yeah. No, nothing.
I like France.
I love France, but it's not funny.
Yeah, I love France. Yeah, there's not a lot of comedy
like
in France.
There's some French comedian right now, like, fuck you.
Oh, Gad, what's his face?
Josh Gad?
Not no. Josh Gad!
I don't know.
Josh Gad is
no.
Not.
His name is Gad something. He was on Comedians in Cars and Coffee. That guy. He's a big famous French comedian. Eddie Izzard did a show half in English, half in French. The French are all right.
The French are great.
Yeah, the French
just
are
not fucking funny.
Not funny.
That's all. They thought Jerry Lewis was a comic genius.
Yeah.
And he's not.
And he's not.
I mean, he was great until he got older.
Yeah, yeah.
And started chewing. on butterscotch candies that were not in his mouth. Mm. But the thing about that I thought about, you know what's crazy about that? Jerry Lewis, I found out later that they didn't think he was that funny. Apparently, he was dubbed by one of the famous, one of the most famous French actors and comic actors at the time. So they loved that guy.
Oh,
so his voice came out of Jerry's face. Then, I mean, the French would come back and they'd say, oh, there's Jerry Lewis. Who is this person talking? This is a fucking clown.
Wow.
And you know how much I hate clowns.
Yeah.
Say, even my French
brought
self.
It back, the French guy.
That's called a reach around. No, I mean a bring around.
He hates clowns.
Okay, so...
this could have occurred when in the 16th century the French moved New Year's Day from April 1st to January 1st when the Georgian calendar was adopted. Okay.
Okay, by the way, April Fool's Day around the world, and this proves my point about France.
Yeah.
France, April 1st, children try to stick a paper fish to someone's back. When the victim discovers the prank, the prankster will be called a poisson d'avril. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It's not
You're right.
funny.
You're right.
We have French children. I put a fish on your back.
Yeah, no.
It is a flounder because I think you are a flounder person.
I'll take a Nutella crepe, a cup of coffee, and a couple of gitans. On the street over this prank.
Listen, France, I love you. It's beautiful culture.
No, it's
everything,
the best.
The people.
I love it.
It's beautiful,
it.
But you're
that's
not funny.
Funny.
That's not funny.
That's
Greece.
Not funny.
Greece, there are several beliefs you can trick someone by get. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about Greece. That is not.
There are several beliefs in Greece that if you can trick someone, you will have good luck for the rest of the year.
Yeah, well,
so
you know what they
if
do.
You got the Greek thing going for you.
I mean, if I was. Greek.
If you were Greek.
Grecian.
Yeah, but Greek.
Grecian.
A Greek idea of a prank is butt f***ing, isn't it?
Well,
that's what I heard they're good at. They're hairy arms
straight for the pooper. Jesus
Well, it's what
Christ.
I heard. You can edit that if it's wrong. I don't know. Ireland, USA, Canada.
Along with many other countries, the jokes for April Fool's Day are accustomed to end at noon.
I never heard that.
I had no idea about the noon thing.
Yeah, that's...
So you're good to go, but still, those who continue after midday are themselves labeled the fool. So usually after noon, You gotta stop with the stuff, or else you're the asshole.
That's kind of good.
Scotland. A foolish person in Scotland is called a cock.
No, it's a gawk.
Gawk.
A cock. Any opportunity to just. He's called a cock!
So the name often changes Hunt the Gawk Day.
The Hunt the Gawk Day. This name has fallen into disuse over the years. Yeah, because the Scottish are just like, fucking, we're gonna hunt the cock! You fing.
Skate around the pub. Sit now. Go out and paint. Get a paint.
I was in.
By the way, would you ever pull a prank on a Scotsman in Scotland?
Fuck that shit.
They would beat the shit out of
you. They would cut you.
They would cut you.
I was in Scotland. In 1988, I performed on the Fringe with a college theater company. And I was in the park, and this guy asked me for money. And I was like, oh, all right. And I pulled out his coin. He was like, no. I'll take a pound. So he made me give him more money.
You were mugged.
Pretty much. Not for all my money, but for, like, you know, pound and a half that I didn't really have.
I've told this story, but you'll love this. I was in Glasgow walking down to get some dinner, going down the street. It's kind of cold, and this old man stumbles out, and, you know, they can light the cigarette with one hand, put it in their mouth.
Yeah.
And he kind of catches me, he sees me walking, and I'm like, I see him, and it's coming out of like a little tiny pup. And he's staring me down, and he just puts his own, and you just see the orange of the cigarette and then smoke come out. And the orange, and he's just puffing and staring me down. And as I walk down, I'm like, what am I going to do? Is this guy going to punch me? What the hell's going on? And just as I get close, I kind of just go, smile. He goes, cunt. And watch me walk by. Literally, and it was just, and I was crying.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. We didn't even need to talk about Scotland anymore, because that's just the greatest Scotland story
ever. Because it sums it all up.
Yeah.
So what is someone from Glasgow called? Like a Glaswegian?
Glaswegian.
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 Glasgow and then Glaswegian. When did they go Scandinavian on us?
I don't know.
Oh, speaking of Scandinavia, Sweden. When you trick someone, you must shout out the phrase. Oh, Jesus, here we go. April, din dumasil, jag canlura dig vart jagville, before running away. This means, April, you stupid herring, I can trick you whenever I want.
Okay, Sweden just took first place over France.
Yeah, they did. That's not funny
at all. That's not funny at all.
It's supposed to be one of the happiest countries in the world.
That's true.
I don't understand that kind of humor, how they could be happy.
Yeah.
Because they, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I got nothing.
Don't you smoke another fish. Oh.
Are you kidding me? With your blonde hair and your blue eyes.
With your who?
Voluptuous body.
Here are some of the most memorable pranks from April Fool's Day.
Early 1950s, BBC ran a story about spaghetti harvest in Switzerland. All right, England, you're
coming up on the list.
Coming up the list.
What the hell happened with that one? BBC runs a story. Can you imagine that? There's a spaghetti harvest in Switzerland.
That's not funny.
Really?
Crickets.
Fuck.
I had buddies who shit in their friends' bathtubs. For April Fool's Day.
That's.
I mean, this is like. No, I mean, not me. It wasn't me. I heard about it, but I know that they did it.
Shit in a bathtub.
Poor bathtub.
Guy going, you know, because it was terrible. A shower tub, and the guy walks in, what the? It's April Fool's. It's like, it's not April Fool's.
Clean up your shit in the bathtub. Fucking asshole.
I know.
You're no longer my friend.
I know.
In fact, I'm glad you shit in my tub, because you just proved to me what a prick you are. Get out of my house after you clean this up.
It was actually my father.
Sorry, guys, that there's...
In 1996,
don't go to the bathroom.
The Taco Bell Corp runs a full-page ad in several newspapers claiming it was purchased by the Liberty Bell, and as such, they will be changing their name to the Taco Liberty Bell.
Yeah, that...
Fuck that, you, that, Taco Bell. Taco,
yeah. By the way, I had a friend who worked at Taco Bell, and his job in the morning was to go get the bag of powdered meat, add water, and cook. Do you heard that right?
Powdered meat.
Yeah, the whatever that is at the bottom of the taco.
It's delicious.
They had powdered meat. It's just with all the spices. It's a bag. They just have him go in there.
Powdered meat.
Powdered meat. It's powdered
meat. I'll still eat it. I don't
powdered meat.
You're a failure. You're a
failure. You are a failure.
You're a failure at life.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm gonna eat some powdered meat. And then I'm going to go drink some liquid farts. That's what that is. That's just, it's
I had that happen last weekend.
Liquid farts, you sharted? Too bad. Listen, man, listen.
You get to a certain age where you can't trust the
I want to, no, that's true. You can't, listen, I want to tell our young viewers, and I'm gonna go to the close-up. When you get older, you're gonna shit yourself. And it's not because, it's not because you're gonna be uncontrollable. It's gonna be because you're gonna wait till the last minute thinking you're gonna be okay, and then you're gonna shit your pants while pulling your pants down to go to the bathroom. It's gonna happen to you. I love you. I'm just telling you that right now. So that you know and you're prepared for when that happens to you, because it's gonna. We all shit our pants, even as babies, but also as adults. The more you know. Thank you. That's my contribution to the show right there. That's it. There you go. I hope everybody's cool with that. COVID times. We're living in COVID times.
Yeah. And it's true. I love you speaking from the heart and the truthful. I've had to throw away a lot of shoes.
I'm telling you. You know, yeah.
Shoes?
Because you get it inside.
Oh, yeah. You know. You
can't.
Forget socks. Don't even.
And then the wife gets mad if you put them in the washing machine. No, you can't. No, it's just not.
No.
No. That's, throw them out. Throw them out. Throw them out. Throw them out.
Throw them out. Get a new pair.
That's it.
You know?
Wrap it up.
All right,
seriously,
all right.
Wrap it up and then put it in the garbage.
Yeah, that's what you
put it outside. You don't just put it in there, because then people could see it
and find it and maybe put them on.
It's true. Yeah.
2016. Here we go. Google introduced an animated. I'm not going to say it. Is it GIF or JIF? Who's what?
GIF.
What's GIF?
It's GIF. A GIF. GIF is peanut butter.
Yeah, that's true. Choosy moms choose GIF. An animated GIF for Gmail, allowing users to send an email with an animated GIF of a minion dropping a mic. After much confusion, the feature was removed, as many people had accidentally enabled the feature for business emails. Google often introduces jokes on April Fool's Day, such as humorous error messages. Error, insufficient conviction. Please clap hands 3 times while chanting I believe and try again. Fun animations, hiding games within several cities on Google Maps, but the jokes were canceled last year in 2020 due to the severity of COVID. No word yet on whether they would be back at it this year. Well, fuck Google too.
Yep.
That's dumb.
Are they headquartered in fucking
France? In France, yeah. They just switched it up.
There's nothing worse than when they chat, let's be clever. No, don't mess with my Google. Don't mess with Gmail.
Don't mess with my shit. I'm trying to handle things.
I get that. I get the messages all the time, you know, spamware. You are on a restricted website.
That's not that, you know.
That's not a joke.
No.
Yeah, that's some.
That's just like, I like that barn porn.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Keep going. Keep going.
We're gonna just feed me. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me. All right. That's Topics and Tangents for this week.
Topics and Tangents.
Topics and Tangents.
Yes.
That was delicious. Whoa. And now, this. Hey, time for the shout-outs. This week, we're going to do some photos on the bar and the shout-outs. Behind me, up first, our good friend Chris Gruchala. Chris in VR, I believe, is her handle. Works in the industry, too, gaming industry. Next up, Brandy Brown, pictured with Dan Stark Evil Vash. She's definitely spiked his drink. And she's going full Cosby.
Yeah, totally.
She's like, Dan was never seen again after this
taking
photo.
Her power back.
And finally, Michael McLean, who decided to come in with the black and white, going old school.
That is a hairy face.
There is more hair
that
than face.
That is a hirsute man.
Yeah.
That is a hirsute man.
Look it up.
You know what I love? The fact that hirsute sounds like hair suit.
Yeah.
So that's really kind of
works.
Onomatopoeia. I like that name. I like that word too.
Onomatopoeia.
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 Google that shit if you don't know what it is.
Time for the shout-outs. Get Good Level. Chris the Replayer, VA96. Our Serial 01, that's Elijah M. KJN Gaming, Keith. Greatest Uncharted collection on the planet this guy has.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. Drew Soup Level. Incognito B2TE Adam P. Eloise Polden. Eloise, a great name that we don't hear enough.
I like that name too, Eloise. It's an old school name with a lot of class.
That would have been my stripper name.
Eloise.
Next up, gentlemen, Two for Tuesday. Eloise coming to the stage.
And also, fellas, don't forget, Two for One table dances, but right now it's Gladys on center stage. Yeah. Gladys. I want old lady names for strippers.
Old lady.
I think it'd be great. Straight away.
Right?
Beatrice is coming up. You better watch out, because here comes Clara.
Irma and Carol doing a double dip on stage two, boys.
Carol. Irma. Carol. Irma. That's Carol and Irma. That is perfect. I'm all for it. In fact, we should bring, there's some strippers out there that are 55 and older. I want to go to your club and have some fucking fun. That's hilarious.
I'm gonna call it roast beefs. It's going to be the greatest club ever.
No, it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, pastrami on my.
You son of a bitch.
That's what we're going to do. Wow. At the altered beast level, the one and only Tina Kavanaugh, Metal Hellfire, 666 is Christoph S., and Gisela D., Mama G.D., here is your shout-out. Join me in a shout. 1, 2, 3.
I did that right.
You did.
First time.
I didn't
even know it was coming. And
I know.
It came out.
I never know what's coming. Oh, see? I never know what's coming. Poop. Do you smell that from there?
That's bad. That's bad. What'd you eat? Veggie sausage? That's serious.
Veggie sausage.
It's called the Impossible Sausage.
Wow.
Which is also my nickname in college. Penis joke. Show over. See you next time. We did it together and we killed all the prisoners, so we get 0 points. What the fuck is the point?
Retro Replay stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harzma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by Stephanie Judge and mixed by Paul Bach. This show is listener supported, so if you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Or join our community as a member on YouTube. You can choose from 1 to 4 tiers to support on a monthly basis. If you're currently a member, thank you for supporting us and keeping this channel going. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Paul Bach. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.